Who is that man? Never been introduced with Sufi philosophy. I will always cherish this moment, David. And, I'm proud to be introduced by David Barsamian. How shall I describe him? Well, I'll introduce now David Barsamian. We'll go back and forth. I guess he's the I.F. Stone of broadcasting. And for those of you who don't know who I.F. Stone is, I can tell you that I.F. Stone is the David Barsamian of newspaper journalism. So, thanks, David, for those modest words. Somebody gave me something to announce. I always announce things that people give me if I like them. And this says emergency mobilization to stop the war. And there's going to be a great gathering, a national march on the Pentagon on June 5th. I hope you'll think about that and maybe think about joining it. When I began reading history and studying history and teaching history and writing history, I kept coming across incidents and events and people that led me to think, because I always loved the movies, however hateful they may have been sometimes, but I always loved the movies, and when I would read about things in history, I would always think, wow, what a movie this would make. And then I would look for it. And it wasn't there. And it took me a while to realize that Hollywood isn't going to make movies like the ones that I'm thinking about. Hollywood isn't going to make movies that have the effect of making people more class conscious or more anti-war, or more conscious of the need for racial equality and sexual equality. No, they're not going to make movies like this. And I wondered about this, and it seemed to me there was not really an accident. I mean, you could say, well, it's just an oversight on the part of Hollywood that they have not made a film about the Ludlow Massacre in Colorado. Just an accident, like the accidents that you hear about on television now. If you turn on the television, as I turned on this morning, they were explaining the accident that happened, you know, where NATO forces bombed this column of refugees from Kosovo. And these things are always accidents. Now you might say, well, they're not really deliberate. They didn't really mean to do this. But they're not accidents. That is, nobody got together in a room. The people in Hollywood didn't get together in a room and decide, we're going to just do this kind of film and not the other kind of film. And nobody in NATO headquarters or in the United States government had to get together and say, are we going to bomb civilians? They don't have to do that, and yet it's not an accident. There was somebody at one point who used the expression to describe events which are not accidents, not planned deliberately, but are something in between. He called it the natural selection of accidents, where if there's a certain structure to a situation, then these things will inevitably happen, whether anybody plans them or not. And so the structure of war is such that innocent people are going to get killed. I heard President Clinton, I know it's surprising to you to hear a political harangue, And I will maybe talk about other things, except that behind these other things there will always be a political harangue, you see. But I heard President Clinton talk about, we didn't mean this, but civilian casualties are inevitable when you carry on war. Well, he was absolutely right, which then leads you to two conclusions. Either you just have to accept civilian casualties, or you have to do away with war, you see. And that's, you know, but, you know, the second is unthinkable. You know. And so it's the structure of war is such, and the structure of Hollywood is such that it will not produce the kind of films that I imagined when I read history, and when I began to write history. That is a structure, I suppose, which you can describe simply as based on the need to make lots of money, and where money and profit are absolutely the first consideration before art, before aesthetics, before human values.